Dr. Pinsker dictating a case review on July 29th regarding Matthew Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. As you know, I previously performed a review and impairment rating relative to Mr. Kelly's left foot that was injured on 10-18-17. It appeared to have now been asked to offer an impairment rating relative to the right foot. Period. You have provided me with documentation, nearly all of which was previously in my possession. Period. Amongst that which was not include an emergency room visit on 8-3-20. Period. He had past medical history of chronic right ankle pain secondary to an injury in 2017. Who presented for evaluation of right-sided backslash chest wall pain. Period. He was at Ortho New York that morning, having a procedure done on his right ankle to, quote, burn the nerve, end quote, and afterwards when he attempted to get up off the table, he fell backwards, striking the right back and chest against the wall. Period. He did not strike his head. Period. He was not on anticoagulants. Period. History was remarkable for right ankle surgery. Period. He underwent x-rays of the chest and was treated and released on medication. Period. New paragraph. Additionally, I'm in receipt of a procedure report dated 4-6-17. Per this, addressed the lumbar transforaminal epidural steroid injection administered that day for radiculitis and disc herniation. Period. New paragraph. Impressions and analyses. It is evident that Mr. Kelly was injured at work on 10-18-17. Period. This involved his left ankle. Period. He had treatment as noted previously. Period. This included surgery on 6-1-18. Period. He followed up with the various specialists in the next several months. Period. The claimant did not offer symptoms involving his right foot throughout his treatment. Period. This carried through July 7, 2021, paired Dr. Parikh, P-A-R-I-K-H, found in the right leg there was a tense tone to the right tibialis anterior. Period, however, there was no description as to his gait or whether he used any assistive devices to accomplish it. Period, left tibialis anterior strength was 5/5 with normal muscle tone. Period, on 9/9/21, Dr. Parikh performed radiofrequency neurotomy to the right sural nerve. The diagnosis was chronic right foot osteoarthritis with sural neuropathy. Period. He also codified Mr. Kelly underwent rhizotomy therapy in March 2021 to the right side with greater than 50% benefit for the first 4 months. Period. He then started to have recurrence of pain. Period. New paragraph. So the only information I have pertaining to the right lower extremity was extracted from that already provided for the left. Period. I will rate the condition involving right ankle surgery as noted above. Period. End.